Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray as we come to this time to remember the death of your Son on the cross. I pray that you would draw near to us as we draw near to you. I pray that your Son, Jesus, would be magnified. And it is in his name we pray. Amen. Please open your Bibles to Jude. Jude, we're going to be in verses 24 and 25. It's the little book just before the book of Revelation. It's one page, typically. The book of Jude. A pretty good definition of sin is the following. Sin is any failure to conform to the moral law of God in act or deed, attitude or thought, or nature. Sin is missing the mark in any way. Given that, I want you to consider the ways that you have sinned today. I want you to think about the ways that you've missed the mark this week. I want you to contemplate all the sins that you have sinned day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year, as long as you've been alive. Now imagine that all that sin has been meticulously recorded in a book, and that you're in the courtroom of God, standing before the throne of God. Eternity is hanging in the balance. The attention of God Almighty is focused exclusively on you, and you're being called to account for all of your sin. And the penalty for being found guilty is eternity in the lake of fire. That is an overwhelming and terrifying picture of the judgment of God. But there is hope. Please follow along as I read verses 24 and 25. Now, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. In this passage, Jude is encouraging believers. He's pointing them away from their circumstances and pointing them to consider God, his power, and his glory, and the fact that he is going to bring every believer into his presence with great joy. I want to focus on that word, blameless. Your version may say faultless or without fault. This word means no blame can be assigned. No blemish. No fault. Believers will be standing in the presence of his glory, blameless. How can that be? We just considered our sin and the magnitude of it and the punishment that it deserves. How can anyone be considered blameless before God? It is exclusively because of Christ and what he accomplished at the cross. Jesus was perfect in the sight of God. He was righteous. He never missed the mark. And yet, he was punished as though he had. He bore the wrath for all sins of every believer. And now, when God looks at a believer, he doesn't see a sinner. But he sees his son and his son's righteousness. So believers are blameless because of Christ's blamelessness. And we come to celebrate that this morning. If you are a believer, a follower of Christ, we want you to partake and join us in this celebration of his death on the cross. If you're a believer and you have unconfessed, unrepentant sin, please confess that right now. Turn from it and join us. And if you would, by your own admission, say that you are not a follower of Christ, then we would simply ask you to pass the tray by when it comes. This is a family time for those that know Jesus and follow him. However, I want you to recognize the grave position that you are in. The real position that you are in. There's a terrifying judgment that is coming. And you will be judged for every fault, every transgression, every missing of the mark. However, right now, you do have an opportunity to repent. You have an opportunity to turn. Do that. Confess your sin to God and turn. I beg you. And join us. Please don't wait. Come talk to me or any of the elders or the person that brought you. Believers, we have an immeasurable body of sin that we've each individually accomplished and that we keep adding to every single day. But because of the boundless atonement of Christ and what he accomplished at the cross, we will stand in the presence of God, in the presence of his glory, blameless and with great joy. And we'll be proclaiming, as Jude does in verse 25, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now, and forever. Amen. Please, when your hearts are prepared, take communion on your own.